USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is soaring higher than economists predicted. The numbers out showing the consumer price index jumped to 8.5% last month. As far as everyday items that have gone up over the last year, gas is up 48%, electricity 11%, car and truck rentals up 23%, milk up 13%, eggs up 11%. The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas, mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
The Biden administration is set to roll out a new program for Ukrainian refugees. This comes as President Biden committed to accepting up to 100,000 refugees as the Russian unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues. The new program could start as soon as next week and is expected to help those interested in coming to the United States and allow them to stay here for a temporary period. Actor and legendary comedian Gilbert Gottfried has died. A statement from his publicist saying Gottfried died from a rare disease that can trigger a dangerously abnormal heartbeat. Gottfried also found success in voice work. One of his most notable roles was the talking duck in commercials for Aflac Insurance.
Aflac. Should ask about it at work.
Really? What's it called?
Aflac!
Gottfried was 67 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Investigations into President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's business dealings overseas are heating up after the Washington Post and New York Times confirmed the authenticity of emails reported by the New York Post back in 2020. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley has some thoughts for those who dismissed his probe into the Biden family.
I don't like people disparaging my reputation as a good investigator in the Senate of the United States because I do a thorough job.
The Bidens continue to deny any wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. New York's lieutenant governor is in hot water.
New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin was arrested Tuesday in a federal corruption investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Benjamin was arrested on charges of bribery, honest service wire fraud, and falsification of records. Benjamin, a former state senator from Harlem, had joined the administration of Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat from New York, in September. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An attorney for one of the victims in the deadly collapse of an Illinois Amazon facility says engineers found structural issues with the building. An EF3 tornado hit the distribution center in Edwardsville in December last year, killing 26-year-old Austin McEwen. His family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Amazon earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.